For example, we have utilized a large adjuvant trial, 9803. It was a stage 3 adjuvant study that was chaired by Leonard Saltz, which failed to show, surprisingly, that the addition of irinotecan to 5-FU and leucovorin was useful in people with stage 3 colon cancer. That's the bad news. The good news is that there were a large number of patients in this study who all completed questionnaires in whom we have lots and lots of prospective data and data that is continuing now at this point. For example, we have learned that the 16 or 17% or so of these individuals who had microsatellite instability, a defect in DNA repair in their tumors, appeared to actually benefit from the irinotecan, whereas the majority of patients who did not have this microsatellite instability failed to benefit.
Has that been presented?
It has been presented at the AACR. It has not been widely distributed because it's very new.
Very interesting.
And it is something that is provocative, but it's a retrospective subset and it needs to be confirmed, but this would be extremely useful. I mean, one of the questions that Neil Maripol labored over in a very thoughtful editorial in the Journal of Clinical Oncology a few months ago was, why was Saltz's adjuvant trial negative?
Yeah.
Here were multiple, 3 randomized trials in advanced disease where adding irinotecan was useful, and now we have 3 adjuvant studies that consistently and reproducibly fail to show that. Well, is there a subset of patients who do benefit? Is there something about metastatic disease biology? At any rate, this is one area that we are pursuing. Monica Bertinoli, who is an experimental surgeon in the CLGB in particular, is very interested in exploring this to a greater degree.
Can I just ask you, biologically, what does microsatellite instability look at, and any hypothesis about why that might cause? I mean, we
sure
know from stage 2 there's the question of prognosis, but why it would have something to do with irinotecan?
Well, it's a good question. Microsatellite instability is a marker for a hereditary predisposition to colon cancer known as hereditary non-polyposis colon cancer, first described by Henry Lynch and sometimes known as Lynch syndrome. About 5% of colon cancer patients have Lynch syndrome. However, about 15 or 16% of colon cancer patients have microsatellite instability in their tumors. So not all microsatellite unstable tumors are part of this genetic grouping. We do know that prognostically, as has been published in the New England Journal of Medicine, that if there is microsatellite instability, the prognosis is better than if your microsatellite is stable. But yet, as the ECOG group published several years ago, Stan Hamilton and his colleagues, being microsatellite unstable also indicated less benefit from 5-FU-based adjuvant therapy. It's the difference between a prognostic marker, natural history, or a predictive marker, meaning responsiveness to a given form of treatment. So 5-FU wasn't high on that list, and it was already speculated at that time that something that would also deal with DNA repair, like irinotecan, might be useful in a tumor that can't repair DNA, which is the microsatellite unstable tumor, and irinotecan might be a better drug.
So again, just, you know, like, what is the microsatellite and why would that sort of...
Well, microsatellite instability basically refers to excess numbers of nucleotide molecules. It's as if you made a mistake when you were typing on your computer and your spell check would correct it. Here, as DNA is synthesized, there are mistakes that are made, and normally they are corrected. In this circumstance, they're not. So they're like loops of extra non-functional DNA, and that's what's known. These are known as microsatellites.
So when it's microsatellite stable, does that mean that that's there? or unstable?
No, microsatellite stable means that it's been corrected.
So it can do DNA repair.
That's correct. So there's a defect in the DNA in the tumor, and irinotecan works by inhibiting topoisomerase 1, which is a DNA repair enzyme. So one could speculate that the two of these have something in common, and therefore the microsatellite unstable tumors might indeed be a bit more responsive to irinotecan.
How impressive were the differences that we're seeing or the impact that we're seeing in these patients?
It's about 20%. Yes, it's impressive, but it's not statistically valid because it is a subset approach to doing it. But it's very interesting. And I think it also reinforces what is special and valid about the continuation of cooperative group studies. Because here was a study that was done to test whether adding X to Y would be useful, and it wasn't. And yet, here's a whole lot of information that came because these people were examined.